Happy Friday! This is Jessie Natame, and welcome to the Weave in Wonder podcast, the place to be to hear all things parenting and self-love for ourselves, along with lots of reminders about how we are rocking this parenting journey. Yes, we are, even on the hard days, especially on the hard days. And I'm a parent counselor. I love supporting moms with young children and creating more ease and delight in their day. Today's topic is, you are a play expert. Yes, you are a play expert, and you don't need to go to back to school or get any special training. All you need is your children and you being wonderful you, taking the time to get curious about this and how we can discover a bit more about our children, how to enrich their play, and also how we ourselves can enjoy watching them play too. At the end of the podcast, I'm going to offer some guidance on how we can nurture our own inner child, how we can be playful ourselves. And I know so often, and yes, me too, we get stuck with laundry and cooking and driving back and forth and going to work, how our own inner child gets neglected, and how we, each of us, have this inner child that we can nurture, and that can be very healing and wonderful for us. So that's at the end. And I'm sitting here with you in the evening, and my kids are asleep, and I'm drinking some tea, my turmeric ginger tea that I drink at nighttime if I've been talking a lot in the day. Usually on Thursdays, we go to the library, but today, you know, we didn't really feel like going to the library. It is part of our rhythm because it's a half day and the library is really close. But today we all felt like going to the mall and playing in the play area, even though it was this beautifully gorgeous sunny day with the birds chirping. Sometimes you just gotta do what you feel like and go to the mall. And I wanted to sip an Americano, watch the kids play in this really safe play environment that they have there with lots of climbing furniture and little puzzles and things. It's really cute. So that's what we did today. And it was kind of a stimulating day, but still really fun. And I'm glad we did it. And we'll go to the library next week, I'm sure. What are you up to? And what do you plan for today or the weekend? Are you taking some time to nurture yourself? Are you going to the places where you can sit and drink a little cup of coffee? And we're going to talk about how we can create these calming play environments and activities in our own home. And that can be relaxing for us too. And it can also be very enriching for our children. I'm sitting here looking over my own play room, the play environment. And it's been very similar, but has evolved for the past 3 years since we came here and moved into this townhouse when my kids were a baby and a three-year-old. And now I have a three-year-old and a six-year-old. So yes, it's changed, but you know, a lot has stayed the same in many ways. We still have the same blocks, the same trucks, the same baby dolls, the same doctor's kit, magnet tiles, some dress-ups, and those things I've had for ages, and they have not collected dust. They get played with on the regular, and finding the right toys is something that you can discover for yourself through what we're going to talk about today. So how do we become play experts? How do we know which toys to buy? How do we know how to set up our playroom in a way that is interesting for our children? And the biggest part of this is observing play, observing. Instead of being part of play, or instead of doing something while our children play, taking some time in the day, and that might look different for you than it does with your neighbor. But for about maybe 15 minutes a day, we're sitting down and watching. So I like to embody being a lioness. I like the Discovery Channel. Maybe you do too. And I notice the way a lioness watches her cubs play is so similar to what I do and to what in the respectful parenting world where my training is, what we really encourage, that we don't need to be involved in play for it to be a learning experience for our children. And in fact, it's actually better if we're not involved, that there's more problem solving, there's more initiative, there's more curiosity in exploring when we're not involved. And there's a lot of studies that are now indicating this. So how do we embody this lioness? Well, we're relaxed, we're watching play, we're being present, we aren't distracted, we're this sense of security where our cubs, our children, are really playing and learning new skills, practicing their skills in the glow of their mother. And that's who we can be. And to really get in this perspective and see the benefits of it is something that you might have to try yourself, or maybe you have tried observing play at home and you do see the benefits, but you'd like to do more of it. And sometimes I know we, and even I myself, get stuck with entertaining or overly helping in a situation where it feels like we cannot relax. But the more that we set aside time to tell our children, I'm going to sit here in my spot and I'm going to watch you play and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm putting my cell phone away. I'm putting my book away. I want to watch you play and see. I don't know what you'll do. Let's see. I don't know. And my kids know I have my spot. I have a spot on our patio, a chair. And I also have some pillows in our play area. And then outside at the playground, I also tell my kids, here's my spot. I'm going to watch you play. I'm here if you need me. We're available to them both emotionally and physically. And we are paying conscious attention to them in this time. And they know that even without them looking at us, I think that they can feel it. And when they look up at us for acknowledgement, then we can, of course, communicate with our children. We're not being robots and we shouldn't be afraid to that we need to hold back. We can say to them, oh yeah, I see you playing with the ball. I see you climbing the ladder. Do you want me to get closer? This is new. We can get closer or further away, depending on how we're feeling or what we think is needed. And we're really observing and watching the nuances with our babies or our toddlers and children. Maybe their facial expressions are changing, or we notice more turning when they're on their backs as a baby and getting ready to maybe roll. Maybe we notice that a crawling baby is starting to climb more and we perhaps need to make some climbing spaces more available and safe for them. We're noticing if they're enjoying opening and closing containers or if they're enjoying playing with balls and discovering their unique interests. And for every baby, it's different. I'm sure you've noticed if you have more than one child or you're around nieces and nephews or other children, every child has their unique interests and personalities and what they gravitate towards. So we can offer a variety of things, never feeling like it has to be too much, and simply watch and notice and acknowledge. And it doesn't mean we have to go and buy 10 more containers, but maybe that gives us some intel in what we provide for them in the future. If they like to watch things roll, if they like imaginary play, if they... My son loved to watch wheels turning, and so we just recently purchased another truck for him. But we're not making any assumptions that a boy needs a truck or a girl needs this. We're really paying close attention and discovering our child and their own unique interests and how that can be so different. We can selectively intervene. So we are getting closer, like I mentioned before, if there's something new or something challenging that we think they need some extra help with. We have a Pickler triangle, which is our climbing furniture in the room. They're also welcome when they were babies and toddlers to climb on the couch because that was safe for them. And I would get closer to them if I felt like they were moving up further up the Pickler triangle. And, you know, this was a new challenge, not helping them, not showing them, but saying, I'm going to get closer. Yeah, I have my hand here if you need me. And that's good too. You'll find your own special way of doing that, or acknowledging frustration, noticing if you need to intervene, or maybe if you think this frustrating moment with a puzzle or with rolling over or trying something new might be an opportunity for problem solving. So we're there, and we're watching if we need to offer more help, but just like the lioness, with all of her wisdom and her inner knowing, we can come to our own decisions on whether it could be a learning opportunity or whether we'd like to offer some more help. And that comes with practice. And I still make mistakes. Sometimes I feel like I offer too much help, where I feel like my child could have accomplished a task on their own. And sometimes not enough. And I just reevaluate. There's no guilt. And I think about for next time what I might do. That's all. That's what we can do for ourselves. I'm going to take a sip of tea and talk about how really all of this, being this lioness, embodying that calm, trusting, observing of play, is what Magda Gerber called Wants Nothing Time. Magda Gerber is the founder of RAI. It's the organization I have my respectful training from. And she felt that all children, babies, toddlers, and older, I also with my six-year-old, that we can provide this time where we don't want anything from them. We don't want them to perform or sing a song or play our game or clean up anything at the moment, blow their nose, or put on a diaper. We can interrupt if we feel like it's needed, but knowing that if it's not necessary, that this is a once nothing time. We just want to appreciate and enjoy their playtime and learning and discovering their unique interests. So I'm wondering, do you have once nothing time at home? Is it something that you are plan on trying? And it does take some practice, especially if you're not used to it, and trusting that we really don't need to entertain, that it's actually better if we don't, and this can be this relaxing time for us. So I'm wondering if you have your play space set up and how it's going. I know that it can be tricky figuring out how to make it engaging, how to also make it look pretty, because we want our homes to look nice without toys everywhere. And what I like to make in my house and what Magda Gerber called a yes space, a space where our children can play safely, where we can watch them play in this environment where we can say, yes, that's okay. Go ahead, play with that. You can climb on that, sure. And it's not a place where we say, oh no, don't touch that. Oh, don't go by the stairs. Or no, that's fragile, it's going to break. It's a place where we can trust that our children can play without hurting themselves. We can get locked outside. This has almost happened to me a few times. How about you? Almost get locked outside and know, you know, they're going to be safe because I made this really safe yes space, and I'm glad I did it because I'm going to get inside soon and know that they are okay. Probably maybe upset and scared, but not physically in any harm. So that's putting up baby gates, making sure all the toys are appropriate. There's no choking hazards for children under three. There's no dangerous stairs that are, they're all blocked off. And we're also relaxing in this play space and observing play. And that way we know that, you know, all is well. So if you need any help with a yes space, I do offer help with that and support. And I have evolved to mind myself. You can be very creative with it too. It doesn't need to, yours doesn't have to look like mine. So when we are striving for this 15 minutes a day, we're discovering our children's unique interests. We're noticing their problem solving, their innate curiosity, their freedom of movement, which is so big. And I talk a lot about placing our babies on their backs, taking them out of the swing sometimes, resisting the need to carry them around the house, and finding really a safe yes space for them to play and move and engage with their play objects that you have provided for them since you're learning about their interests. If you'd like some more inspiration on this, I have a YouTube station. It's, or YouTube channel, is that what they call it? It's Weave in Wonder YouTube channel. I have a lot of baby toy inspiration there. I also have a guide on weaveinwonder.com. It's called Parenting Rituals for Everyday Sparkles, if that interests you. I have a lot of, it's kind of a short and snappy, but really rich guide that gives a lot of insight on what play objects might be appropriate for children of all ages, how we can set up our play space and also have this once nothing time, along with some other magic that I know that you'll love and want to make part of your day too. So let's switch it up and light a candle and talk about you and me, how we can play a bit more, how we can nurture our own inner child, because we all have this inner child that often gets neglected, and it's not our fault. There's so much to do, and I'm with you on that. I also have to remind myself that my inner child needs to play and needs to feel nurtured. And what we can do is to start honoring her and noticing her needs and step by step doing little things that we feel our inner child is calling us to do. And what can that be for you? We all have this inner child inside, and you can talk to her as if she's present in you, because she is, and ask, what would you like to do today? Where would you like to go? What could help you feel good? I like to talk to my inner child in a way that a mother talks to her dear child, because I myself, and maybe you also feel this way too sometimes, I miss feeling mothered. I'm mothering children all day. I also love to be nurtured, and I want someone to take care of me. And I do have my husband, yes, and my mother is lovely. She's also a big part of my life. But day to day, I need to do that for myself too. And I think you can also do this for yourself. So talking sweet to ourselves, and this can sound like, and it might be different for you, but, you know, saying to ourselves when we're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, hey, sweetie, how's it going? It's a hard day, and I'm here for you. What would you like to do today? Did you know that you're safe? You are safe. I'm going to protect and honor you today and every day, and I love you, and I'm here for you. I literally say this to myself, or versions of this to myself, throughout the day, especially during those overwhelming moments when the kids are screaming in the backseat of the car, when after I've yelled at the kids and I'm feeling guilty, things like that, where we just need to give ourselves some extra love and to stop the cycle of, you suck. Oh my gosh, you're the worst mom. I know I say things like this to myself, and It's not right. We need to cheer ourselves on more, and it needs to happen starting like right now. We can start saying these things to ourselves. And also asking ourselves, what will delight you, my inner child? What's something we loved doing as a child, or maybe we wanted to do more of as a child? Was it walking barefoot, having those summer feet? I like to take my shoes off on the playground and walk around in the grass. That feels really good. It reminds me of childhood. It feels really grounding too. Maybe it's taking a dance class or an art class, or maybe doing something just for fun. Dancing in your kitchen, painting a wall, doing something that feels creative and childlike. Could be going on the swings. Have you been on the swings in a while? It is fun. I highly rec. Of course, my kids are like, you're not supposed to be on the swings. And I'm like, yes, I am. It is my turn to be on the swings. And this is really, really fun. You know, what can it be for you? What would your inner child love to do? You might find this really healing. A lot of us have an inner child that was wounded, has some big time wounding or some small wounding. And even if you had a relatively normal, happy childhood, I think all of us could use a dose of honoring the little one inside of us that needs us. Thich Nhat Hanh, he's a Buddhist monk that I find really inspiring. I feel guided to read a lot of his poetry and his meditations. His book, Reconciliation, Healing the Inner Child, was just really powerful for me in knowing who I am, all the aspects of myself, and really valuing my own inner child more than I ever had before. And he gives a lot of insight in activities and practices that you can do to nurture yourself a bit more, be a bit more playful. And for a Buddhist monk, he is quite the playful one. And I'm going to read a meditation for you to close us out. And I hope that it inspires you, helps lift you up and cheer you on, because I know we all need that, especially you. So here it goes. It's called the Love Meditation. May I be peaceful, happy, and light in body and spirit. May I be safe and free from injury. May I be free from anger, afflictions, fear, and anxiety. May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding and love. May I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in myself. May I learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in myself. May I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in myself every day. May I be able to live fresh, solid, and free. May I be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. And that's it. Wasn't that good? I want to, at the end of this, say, please encourage you, if you're up for it, to rate this podcast, to share with a friend, to share however you feel on Instagram, on Facebook. I really appreciate that. And it helps spread the word to other parents or grandparents or future parents who might appreciate some of this insight that we don't get to hear in the normal parenting world in my book, but we need to hear a lot more of it. And after you've rated it, if you would like to, and I've already received a few emails, so thank you. Questions you'd like me to answer on this podcast, things that are tricky happening at home, any struggles you're having, or just maybe even things that are just, you know, you don't have an answer for, but that you think would create more ease and delight in your day, because that's what I'm here for. It's my passion, and I would love to support you. So have a great weekend. It was so good being with you. This is Jessie Natame, and I will see you next Friday. Bye.